Now you can share the topics that drive the discussions of your favorite talk shows with TalkStream Live's topic-driven talk radio.
We gotta talk. Take a drive.
List and promote real-time talk radio topics or post the topics that you want to hear. Hot topics are tweeted and retweeted and include simple click-to-listen audio links. The future of talk radio is topic-driven talk radio.
Now that's what I call real drive.
Available now at TalkStreamLive.com.
He became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems. The biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need. How prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com. You're listening to Jim Paris Radio. You are listening.
Jim Paris Live, your source for money and political conversation from a Christian perspective. And now your host, the author of more than 20 books, and the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com, James L. Paris.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another live broadcast. Jim Paris Live. If it's Sunday night at 9 o'clock Eastern, it's time for Jim Paris Live. And have we got a great program lined up for you tonight. My guest who will be joining us in just a couple of moments is Lynn Edgington, and he's with Eagle Research Associates. And we're going to be getting into a huge topic tonight that is probably the topic du jour. at least if you're someone that follows my blog, it's been probably the topic of the year so far. And for those of you that aren't familiar with the story, we're going to talk tonight about profitable sunrise. And what is it? I'll give you a little bit of a background here. A friend of mine from college came to visit me the first week of February. The nicest guy. He and his wife are evangelists. They travel all over the world. And we were out on my sailboat. And we were engaging just in kind of that what have you been doing lately type of discussion. And he told me about Profitable Sunrise and told me about all the Christians that he knew that were investing in this program where you can earn more than 2% per day on your money. And while he had just invested a couple hundred dollars, he had a friend that had invested somewhere around $30,000. And I was just fascinated with what is this all about? What is Profitable Sunrise? And so one thing led to the next. I decided I would do a little bit of checking on it. I ended up on February the 12th writing a blog article about Profitable Sunrise. In fact, my weekly segment that I do on Chicago radio with Moody Radio there, Moody Bible College, I do a Wednesday morning drive time appearance every week. And we did that week, we did the appearance on Profitable Sunrise. And at that time, I really just was writing an article that, look, this sounds too good to be true. It's probably a scam. I had contacted one individual to get sort of an on-the-record interview about what this was all about. And that whole story has sort of changed the direction of what we're doing here with our blog and has for several months. And I'll tell you, just when you think that things can't get any stranger, they do. And what we uncovered with that blog on February the 12th is a Ponzi scheme, plain and simple, and the amount of money involved may be in excess of $100 million. Nobody knows really for sure how much money is involved. And so after that initial article, I started updating this article, you know, every day or two as events began to unravel. And boy, I'll tell you what, I was absolutely under attack in every way that you can imagine. And I'm not even going to go into all the details of how I was under attack, but I will tell you that I was threatened in multiple ways, and some of those threats were actually carried out. I was not physically attacked or anything like that, although I was concerned about my personal safety and had received at least a handful of messages where people came right out and said, you need to drop this profitable Sunrise story if you care about your family. And I have, in all my years of doing financial writing, financial journalism, I have never gotten into anything like this before. You know, I've written articles before that people disagreed with, but nothing like this. I mean, this, folks, is nothing short of a religious cult. And when I uncovered what they were doing, scamming Christians worldwide out of millions of dollars, when I uncovered this and began reporting this, literally, and excuse me for the phrase, I know we're on Christian radio, but we're going to say it, all hell broke loose when I started investigating this story. And we're going to get into it tonight. We're going to give you an update on it. And I'm sure there's a lot of people listening tonight who have questions about, you've invested money in this, what do you do now? We're going to talk about Nancy Jo Fraser, who is one of the ringleaders of this whole deal. And I have to tell you that in the beginning, I kind of felt sorry for Nancy Jo Fraser, who we're going to talk a lot about her tonight. I felt sorry for her because I thought maybe this is a lady who is being scammed herself. And I did interview her for my story, which was published on February the 12th. And she said that she was a pastor. And she told me that she was bringing about 100 people a day into Profitable Sunrise. I checked out a bunch of videos and conference calls and so forth. And sure enough, you know, it looked like that was the case. And I tried to have a reasonable discussion with her about, you know, it just doesn't seem possible, the rates of return. And it was a very bizarre conversation. I'll just leave it at that. But then I began to learn more. And as I began to learn more from my friend Lynn Edgington, who's going to be here in just a moment, I began to feel less and less sorry for Nancy Jo Fraser when I had learned from Lynn that she is sort of a serial scammer, that this is not her first rodeo, that she's been involved with other deals before this, another one called Zeke Rewards. You know, even though Lynn told me all that, I still kind of felt sorry for her because here's a mom – and she's got three kids, and she's married for, you know, 25 or 30 years. Seems like a nice person, and, you know, has, you know, attractive, articulate lady who seems like an upstanding citizen in a small town. So, you know, I'm still feeling kind of sorry. Maybe this lady is somehow being deceived, and maybe I'm wrong. And all of that went away when a few weeks ago, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, she started out and out absolutely lying about me. And this was in obviously in an attempt to try and discredit me and discredit the information that I was bringing out about Profitable Sunrise being a scam, no doubt about it. And this Nancy Jo Fraser, and I'm going to say this on live radio, is a liar. She is an absolute pathological liar, and she can sue me if she wants to challenge my assertion that she is a liar. And she has now gone all over the internet and posted that I am a convicted felon. And now the latest is she has a website that implies that somehow I am the one behind Profitable Sunrise, and that somehow I started the whole thing and I'm the guy behind Profitable Sunrise. I mean, this is mind boggling. You know, here I am, you know, I write the article exposing the scam, And now somehow she's turning it around that I'm the one that created the scam. And she hangs all of this on the fact that the company that I uncovered behind the scam, InterReef Limited, listen to the name there, InterReef Limited. Back in the 1990s, I had a corporation called James L. Paris International. So she takes from James L. Paris International that I used to have a company, she says, called International Reef Limited. From James L. Paris International. Then she goes on to say that the website for Profitable Sunrise had two Central Florida area codes associated with their Who Is record. So maybe, because I'm from Florida, maybe somehow I'm really the guy behind Profitable Sunrise, and I actually exposed my own scam. I mean, this is beyond delusional, what is going on. But I'll tell you what is even more ridiculous and strange is that a lot of her people believe this. And I'll tell you what, I have never in my life gotten into such a hornet's nest. And I'm going to make an announcement right here tonight. I am going to write a book on Profitable Sunrise, and I am going to get into stuff that I have never gotten into before, the threats that have come against me and my family. I'm going to get into that in a lot more detail, but I'm going to wait until more of the story develops, until we start seeing people either facing very serious, very large civil penalties, or what's even more likely, people also going to jail. And it reads like a novel, and I've lived through it since February, since I stuck my finger in this light socket, and it has been nothing short of a roller coaster ride. And we're going to say a quick hello here to my friend Lynn Edgington, who has been with me through all of this. And Lynn was even looking into Profitable Sunrise even before I was. I guess I was the first one to actually come out and do like a big retail article on it, Lynn, but you were actually looking at it before I was. And I wanted to say a quick hello to you. Lynn is with Eagle Research Associates, and he is really the sleuth behind a lot of the information that we have been able to put out there, because he is the expert on uncovering cyber crime. And Lynn Edgington, welcome back to Jim Paris Live.
Well, thank you so much, Jim, for having me on. But more importantly, maybe I should use my name, Luke Eggleston, because that's what Nancy Joe called.
Yeah, right, exactly. Luke Eggleston or Eggleston. But I thought, you know, there'd be no more appropriate way for us to start the program than to share with you folks the audio from Channel 11 in Toledo. And I'm going to tell everybody right now tonight a little secret that Lynn Edgington and I have. And I don't care that anyone knows it. We're the guys that got this report aired on television. I contacted Craig Thomas of Channel 11 and started the ball rolling about 2 months ago, saying, hey, this is in Bryan, Ohio. You're in Toledo, Ohio. So this is for Nancy Joe Fraser and her minions that are out there saying, maybe Jim Paris got the TV station to do this. No, maybe. I did it, and I'm proud I did it. And I got the ball rolling with Craig Thomas. Then I turned Craig Thomas over to Lynn Edgington, who gave him even more information. And listen to this report that aired just a couple of weeks ago on Toledo Television. This is from Channel 11, and I'm going to play for you the promo first, and then you'll hear the actual report. And Lynn, I'm going to put you back on hold while you can listen to this. This is going to be about 3 minutes here altogether. So here we go. Listen into this, folks.
She claimed that by giving her money, they were doing God's work. But the state of Ohio says she was lying. The local woman accused of duping people from all over the country out of millions of dollars. Holy Ripoff, Thursday at 11.
You probably remember Bernie Madoff, convicted of scamming investors of hundreds of millions of dollars. Well, now a woman in Northwest Ohio is accused of a similar scheme. She allegedly used religion and the promise of helping others as a way to entice ordinary people to hand over their money. Craig Thomas has this Call 11 for Action investigation.
My name is Nancy Jo Fraser, and I live in Ohio.
A simple hello, followed by statements of faith.
I've asked God to guide me in His wisdom as to where I want to be.
In these online webinars, Bryan, Ohio's Nancy Jo Fraser claims she's been guided through her charity, Focus Up Ministries, to help people invest in an online investment group called Profitable Sunrise.
He is bringing me to the reality that my job is to help the ministry, the kingdom, expand. And I put my own money in, and I saw it grow, and I saw it explode, and I'm like, okay, this thing is incredible.
Not incredible, but illegal, according to multiple government agencies. WTOL found the Securities and Exchange Commission sued Profitable Sunrise in district court, charging the company with fraud and freezing its assets. The Ohio Department of Commerce filed a cease and desist order, accusing Fraser personally of recruiting investors using multiple websites. 29 other states filed similar orders. The amount of money invested, the government says tens of millions of dollars. The number of investors who never got their money back, that's still unknown. In Ohio's order, Fraser and Profitable Sunrise are accused of confusing statements and misrepresentations that are designed to deceive.
From Monday through Friday, we are able to see ourselves grow at 2.15%, and that is just unheard of in the regular world.
Fraser also claims investors can get their money back in as few as 170 business days.
The numbers at all didn't make sense.
We showed licensed financial advisor Alan Lands the SEC lawsuit.
Many times what these scammers do is they'll tie in to people's emotions.
We believe in God, family, faith, and strong work ethic.
Whether it's through a nonprofit or through a charity, church. In this case, this one, that's exactly what they did. Unfortunately, a lot of these entities are great salespeople. They really motivate, they tug on your emotions, and that's the sad thing. They're not knowledgeable at all.
Profitable Sunrise is the umbrella for this group of charities.
They can't even handle their own finances.
WTOL found Fraser declared bankruptcy back in 2009. In addition, we found Focus Up Ministries is not registered with the IRS as a nonprofit. We tried to get in contact with Fraser and ultimately went to her house to ask about the allegations. No answer. We spoke to the Bryan Chamber of Commerce, where Fraser's husband was a member. They had no comment.
I finally did speak to Fraser on the phone as we were finishing up our investigation. I asked if he wanted to respond to the allegations. She said she couldn't. I also spoke to multiple investors. None of them wanted to go on camera. Some are embarrassed. Others just want to put it behind them. None think they will get their money back. The Ohio Department of Commerce tells me it is still investigating. I'm Craig Thomas.
All right, Lynn Edgington, I love listening to that report because it really, it's succinct. It gets to the point of all of the major issues going on here. And let's start with your reaction to the Channel 11 Toledo expose on Nancy Jo Fraser and Profitable Sunrise.
Well, first of all, I thought it was an excellent piece. It was interesting to work with Craig and help kind of frame what the piece should be about. And don't misunderstand, I'm not taking credit for his final presentation because I'm not. I'm just saying we provided a lot of detailed information that he could use, and there was some information he didn't use, which is fine. We have no problem with that. But the point is it got the attention of the public, which they need to get, to strip away this veil that we had this individual who claimed that they knew this was all legal, had done their due diligence, had done all these wonderful things that was convincing everybody and that Roman was a Christian, godly man, and that, you know, and initially the comment was they had met with, and that's how this all came about, and seen the documents to prove that he really was doing the hard money lending he claimed he was doing, or as they say, bridge loans. So we have this persona, and now when everything collapses, we have a different persona.
Yeah, it's now sudden, they hardly knew who he was. It was just someone that was introduced to them, and now they've got sort of this distant relationship with this shadowy character of Roman Novak. I want to start tonight with what NJF Global Group has posted up on their website, and people can go to njfglobalgroup.com. Is that the right website, Lynn? NJF Global Group.
I think it still is there, but it directs over to the global information.
Right, global impact, whatever. Yeah, but
yeah.
Or you could just
global
do a
Google Alliance search or something like that.
you can do a Google search on NJF Global Group, and you'll find the site. But I want to start with what is posted there, because I read it multiple times, and what you'll find there, folks, if you go there, this is Nancy Jo Fraser's group, although it's not in her voice. It's sort of like a corporate announcement type of deal. But I want to get your take on this, Lynn. Is it your take, as it is mine, that there are a number of misrepresentations on that page? First of all, suggesting to people that the money, quote-unquote, is frozen and being held, implying that all the money is spoken for, when that $11 million that is reportedly being held in these frozen bank accounts overseas, in my view, is a drop in the bucket compared to how much that people are actually expecting to get back. And number two, that there's no doubt here, it's very clear that she is discouraging people from complaining to their state, implying, for example, that, hey, you purchased an unregistered security, and these you're going to have to answer for that. Also, you've got the reality that these states are going to want to look through your entire bank account, and really laying down some scare tactics to try to give people false hope on the one hand, and also kind of scare them away from making a complaint. Do you have those same perceptions of that page that she has posted?
Oh, absolutely, and even more. And let me explain what I mean by that. First of all, I can tell you right now that if $11 million, and we know there's more, we just don't know how much more, but it is nowhere near the total amount of money that was put into Profitable Sunrise. If it's one-tenth of what was in there, I will be shocked. I just do. I mean, it's just based on numbers that I'm looking at. I have received probably 200 emails from people who lost money in Profitable Sunrise, ask me what to do, and they've told me the dollar amounts that they put into Profitable Sunrise. Just those 200 people alone, the total is over $5 million. Now, we know that she had 70-some thousand people in her group. That's just Nancy Jo Fraser. Now, figure it out. Take 200 out of 70,000 people, take the percentage, and if it's the number that we're seeing, there's no way $11 million is even remotely close to the dollar amounts that were put into Profitable Sunrise. And there's no way people are going to get 100% of their money back. But more importantly is, by not going and telling you not to go to the state is really trying to protect her having a lot of complaints filed against her, especially for those citizens in the state of Ohio. Because one of the, and even in the states that are not in Ohio, if you file a complaint, it's going to ask you, how did you get into Profitable Sunrise? Who referred you in? And you're not getting the person that referred you into Profitable Sunrise in trouble. And I want people to understand that. It's just they need to know who all was involved in this so they can look and see how were they a victim as well. But if her name starts popping up too many times, it adds more fuel to the fire for her. So this is called CYA. And the same thing is happening with John Shepkoff. The same thing is happening with Chris Lombardi, Owen Brown, go down the laundry list of all these people, Don Gillette, Tony Infante, Martin Seip. I mean, go through the whole list of people that are out there that were, you know, praising Profitable Sunrise to the high heavens, and now listen at them today. This is called duck and cover. This is trying to protect yourself from further prosecution. And I want to clear something else up. If you file an online complaint with the state and with the federal government, you are not going to be treated as a criminal. You were a victim. The ones that are going to be treated as a criminal are some of the people I just named. Those are the people that really have a criminal liability here and could be charged. I'm not saying they will be. I'm just saying they could be. And so this remains to be seen what the next shoe is going to drop after the civil stuff gets done, and there's still going to be a lot of civil stuff that has to come forward. It would not also surprise me that there isn't some sort of a class action lawsuit filed against the people that were the major promoters of Profitable Sunrise. We've seen this in the Zeke case. That's been put on hold until the receiver gets done doing what he's going to do. And once he gets done with his action, then we expect to see some of those going forward. And we also expect to see some criminal charges coming out of Zeke Rewards, which hasn't even been mentioned yet. So there's a wide thing that people have to understand. Number one, just because you file a complaint doesn't mean you now are going to be considered a criminal. You are a victim. And the purpose of filing the complaint is to prove that you are a victim. Because if the SEC is lucky enough, And I have to emphasize this. There's no guarantee that even though they got the money frozen, they're going to be able to get it back to the United States for them to make distribution to the true victims like they're doing in Zeke Rewards. We believe that because the governments and the banks that were involved in these foreign countries did work with the SEC and allow those accounts to be frozen, that there's hope that they will be able to get and have those funds attached and be brought back in the country. But they're not required to.
But we're talking about, what, pennies on the dollar types of returns to
really,
people?
We really are. And here's the problem we have. This is the issue that people have to get their minds around. Anytime you have an international Ponzi the size of this, and you have money that's being wired into foreign bank accounts, it hardly ever stays in that bank account very long. It usually is moved over to another bank account, to another bank account, to another bank account, to another bank account. They keep moving the money so that it can't be frozen and attached. That's why they keep moving it, because they're afraid that the SEC or somebody will freeze assets and they can't get their money and get it moved. They got caught. There's only so much money they could move through some of these other banks. But the bottom line is, you're not going to be treated as a criminal. And what she's implying is that if you report it, you're going to be treated just like her. You're going to be suspect that you're a criminal. And that's not true. The furthest thing is from the truth. So we had the same thing happen in ASD Cash Generator. We had the same stuff being said in Zeke Rewards. We had the same things being said in some of the other major Ponzi's that have gone down. The same thing that we hear from Ponzi to Ponzi to Ponzi, it's the evil government. They weren't getting their taxes, so they got greedy. They wanted their tax cut, so they had to come in and ruin a perfectly good program. Does this all sound familiar? We heard this in ASD Cash Generator. We heard this in Secret
yes.
Awards, and we're hearing the same thing in Profitable Sunrise.
Have you ever seen anything, Lynn, though, where they turn it around on, you know, I don't know what this – there must be a strategy or a technique, that name for this technique. But I remember when 11 years ago when I confronted my brother for embezzling from my business, which is how I ended up losing everything. I remember when I confronted him for embezzling, he actually, in that confrontation, he accused me of stealing from him, which was the most bizarre thing I could have imagined. That he could have, you know, how could he even respond in that way? It was my business, and, you know, how could I have stolen any money from him? But have you ever seen anybody do this where here I am, an investigative journalist, blogger, and now they're spinning this story, and it's not just sort of on the rumor mill. They're actually publishing this on the internet that somehow I'm really the guy behind Profitable Sunrise. Have you ever seen them turn around and actually accuse, and I think you're included in some of that somehow we got paid by Roman Novak to crash Profitable Sunrise, or maybe that I am Roman Novak. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Oh, yes. This isn't the first time this has happened. This happens quite frequently. In fact, usually I'm the one who's blamed for it. And, of course, the biggest mantra for us is that the only reason why we do this is that we get, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars from the government agencies that we work with, and we're paid by them to shut these things down and tell lies about them to get them to shut them down. And, my comment was, I wish that was true. Unfortunately, it's not.
Well, they said
it would
one
be
person
nice,
said,
but it doesn't happen.
One person said I was a member of the Illuminati. Another one said I was a CIA operative. There's a guy now who's sending me messages over Twitter and email that says that he's located 6 offshore bank accounts of mine, and he's located 6 or 7 different Social Security numbers that I'm operating under, and that he has all of this information on me, and he's about to go public with it. What planet are we on?
Yeah, well, here's the funny thing. One of the things that, now remember, Nancy Joe said that they hired a private investigator to dig up the dirt on you and me.
Right.
Okay? Now, if she did, she needs to get her money back from this private investigator. Number one, she can't even get my name right. But number two, the most important and the funniest part about it was, is there is a thread called there's a forum called Real Scam. And I'm a member of
RealScam.com for people that want to go there, RealScam.com.
And there was a poster who came on by the name of Money Making Brain. That was his handle that he used. And he literally accused me of being the owner of RealScam.com. He accused me of being at least 18 different people that posted on RealScam.com. He said that he had all this proof. He was going to put it up. He was going to ruin me financially. He was going to destroy my banking relationship. He was going to destroy our relationship with Capital One because we have a platinum Visa card that's offered through Capital One for people that want to support us. It's another way they can do it. And, I mean, on and on and on. And they used that thread and the idiotic comments that he made. And trust me, this was totally is out there. But stop and think about this for a moment. Now, he's interacting with at least 20 people in this thread, and out of those 20 people, 18 of them are me, so that means there's only one other person besides he and I that were participating in that discussion. But I
they got together. This is why I called it a cult, and I believe it is. She sent out the edict for people to make mass complaints to TalkStream Live, which they did, but the owner of TalkStream Live is a perfect gentleman and wasn't going to succumb to the pressure. They said they were going to go after all of my sponsors and make complaints. And what was, you know, as this was all crumbling, it's like all of these people are in a burning building and I'm running up with a fire hose and they're shooting at me. And
oh, absolutely.
It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. But this is really, I guess, the genius of making this a multi-level structure, because once you bring somebody in just as an investor, that's one thing. And if that person's investment doesn't work out, that person's not going to be happy with you. But then when you make that person sort of your partner and they're recruiting their friends and relatives and neighbors and people they go to church with, you know, imagine the pastor who recruited his entire congregation. These people are now so psychologically invested in the reality of Profitable Sunrise, and they need it to be true, that when I come out and start asking questions, I'm literally possibly going to bring down their whole world just by asking those questions.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what other people have to stop and think about is this. Remember all the YouTube videos that Nancy Jo Fraser did, John Shepkoff did, and they were touting their financial prowess. John Shepkoff specifically talked about his 30 years and only he knew how to set things up, and he was talking about setting up offshore bank accounts. And if you didn't use his advice and you made $1 million in ProSun, you would absolutely go to prison, but with his help, you would avoid going to prison. I mean, those are out there. And now what do we have? We have all of them distancing themselves from ever knowing anything about Roman Novak. This is your own personal responsibility. We each one have to take responsibility for our actions. You shouldn't have invested more than you could afford to lose. And the list goes on and on. The deflection, it's not my fault. It's, you know, you're greedy. You got into this. We didn't tell you to invest more money. You know, the list, laundry list of all the excuses goes on and on and on to deny their responsibility. So they're telling you, you're supposed to take responsibility, but yet they're deflecting their responsibility, because if you help them responsible, it means they're guilty. They don't want that. So, I mean, it just, I mean, we see this, we call it the Ponzi playbook. And this is what they do. They never, ever admit they did anything wrong. It's always your fault. It's always you didn't do what you were supposed to do. You should have done your due diligence, but you relied on them because they said they did their due diligence and this was legitimate. So you relied upon them. Now you're not supposed to rely upon them. You were supposed to have done it yourself. Now, I'm not arguing that you shouldn't have done it yourself. But the problem is, people don't, because they buy into the hype that was all out there before it went down. And now look at the 180 they're doing once it has collapsed. We saw the same thing in the ASD Cash Generator. We saw the same thing in Zeek Rewards. Now, here's the irony about ASD Cash Generator. It went down in 2008. Andy Bodine finally was sentenced to prison in 2012, August of 2012, and it went down in August of 2008. Took 4 years to get a criminal conviction.
What type of a prison? What type of a prison sentence, Lynn?
It was just shy of 7 years.
Okay, so that's
a
pretty reasonably 70, long
73, 74,
sentence.
Yeah. Now, get this: there are people today that still say that Andy Bodine was railroaded. He did nothing wrong. ASD Cash Generator was a legitimate business. It was not a Ponzi, and it's the evil government's fault.
Even though all the forensic accounting, everything is out there, it's just a suspension of disbelief. We've got a break coming up here, Lynn. Before we go to break, please tell people about your book and about your website so that they can get more information about you before the break.
Well, first of all, I wrote a book called Robbing You with a Keyboard Instead of a Gun, Cybercrime, How They Do It. And what I did in this book is I used real-world examples. So I show you what they have said, and then I break it down and tell you what was the truth and what is the lie. Understand that in every Ponzi, there's always 1% to 3% truth, and the rest of it is all a lie. Because if there wasn't a truth in there, you wouldn't fall for it in the first place. But the irony is, you believe the stuff that is all lies as the truth, and really the stuff that's the truth, you believe is the lie. So that's why I wrote the book. I actually have a chapter written by Paul Schlegel, who does and talks about work-at-home programs. And he's the person we go to because he knows what's real and what's not. And so I used him, and I used Les Henderson, because there's a lot of people still now, they're starting this prime banknote thing all over again, and there's no such thing as a prime banknote. But he's the expert in it, so I had him write a chapter about it. So we tried to take a group of different topics and put it into this book that's going to educate and help people not become a victim of these Ponzi's. But I also tell you the psychology behind it. And so from conversely, I know it works because people have read the book, have told me they've saved them tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars from becoming a victim. So I'm proud of that. And so that is out there, and it's available on Amazon.com. Now, our website is EagleResearchAssociates.org. And on this site, we have a lot of additional resources where you link up to other organizations that talk about things that we don't talk about. For example, the MLM industry. We really don't get involved in MLM, but we have professionals that do, and they understand it, and we link to those organizations so you can get educated about MLM, what's real and what's not. We have things about lotteries. We have things about email scams. We have it about fake jobs. There's all kinds of resources there in our additional resources that will give you vital information that you need to know about those type of things other than what we talk about, and that's investment Ponzi's and scams and their forms of cybercrime. But we talk about bank phishing, we talk about email fraud, we talk about medical identity theft, ID theft. We have a lot of information on our website that allows people to get educated. And as always, if they have any questions, all they have to do is go to our Contact Us link, send me an email, and I will respond back to them.
All right, we're going to put you on hold here, Lynn, and we're going to go to the break. And Lynn's website, again, is EagleResearchAssociates.org. And that would be a great website to go to just to learn about all this stuff. But if you're a victim of Profitable Sunrise, then you need to go there because Lynn has great information for you there. And he'll even talk to you on the phone and tell you what the best steps are for you to take. We also have the ongoing article available, and that's updated as frequently as events warrant at ProfitableSunriseInvestigation.com. ProfitableSunriseInvestigation.com. Now, if you're listening right now and you want to call in with your own question or comment about Profitable Sunrise, you know, this is your chance. Now, I get all the hate emails, and I've had people, they say they want to challenge me to a debate. They want to get their side of the story in. Of course, we've always left the commenting open at ProfitableSunriseInvestigation.com, and there's been, I think, over 300 comments made there, so you can go there and make your comment. But here's your chance. Call in right now live, and Nancy Jo Fraser, if you're listening, or any of your people in your group, call in. Let's hear your side of the story. I've invited you before and never heard from you, so let's be fair here. Give other people a chance. Give us a call right now, 888-287-3316 is the toll-free number. You will talk to producer Joy. She will put you on the air with us right away. She'll put you on hold, and then we come back from the commercial. We'll put you on the air to ask your question or make your comment. And you can disagree. That's fine. Disagree, agree. Maybe you've got your own story about Profitable Sunrise and what you've lost in it you'd like to share. We're not going to screen you out if you want to call in and disagree. You're welcome to do that. We really don't need any personal attacks, but if you want to use this as an opportunity to make some personal attacks, I guess we'll let you do that too. 888-287-3316. 888-287-3316. We're going to take a 4-minute commercial break, and we'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com. You know, a couple of years ago, I was out in my neighborhood walking my dog, And I happened to notice an individual cleaning out a foreclosed home. And I do live on one of those streets where there have been a lot of foreclosures. In fact, at one point in time, there were actually five empty homes right on the street that I live in Palm Coast. So I struck up a conversation with this individual that was cleaning out this house, and he shared with me how much money that he was making simply cleaning out foreclosed homes and how busy he was. And it really got me thinking about how many people could benefit by getting this information. So I started doing some research to really ask the question, what would be involved in starting up a business like that, the business of cleaning out foreclosed homes? And I found an online course that I think is fantastic. I actually purchased it myself to check it out to make sure it was something that I could recommend. And it goes through the entire process of how to get started in a business like that, how much money you can charge, how to bid jobs, what licenses, if any, might be required in your area. And the author outlines the entire process, actually showing you how you can make between $500 and even $1,000 or more per day just cleaning out foreclosed homes. If you'd like to find out more about it, I want to recommend to you the website foreclosurecleaning.us. That's foreclosurecleaning.us.
He became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to pray for a financial miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems, the biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need, how prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues, how to pray for a financial miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com, how to pray for a financial miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com. You're listening to Jim Paris Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. You know, about a year ago, I started getting concerned about the cost of our family's health insurance, literally costing us thousands and thousands of dollars each year, and the cost continued to go up and up and up. And I started doing some research into an alternative called Christian Medical Sharing. And I learned that through a special law, a special provision, Christians are able to opt out of Obamacare and actually get into this alternative to traditional health insurance called Christian Medical Sharing. I decided to go ahead and move into a plan like that, and I'm saving a lot of money. Now, if you'd like to find out more about it, get more of the details to find out if it's for you or not, I've written an article on it. In the article, I give you more details, including I actually mention the organization that I decided to go with. If you'd like to get all of the information on this and find out if it might be for you, check out this website, medicalsharing.christianmoney.com. That's medicalsharing.christianmoney.com. All right. Hello, everybody. We are back. My name is Jim Paris. You're listening to Jim Paris Live. We get together every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Eastern. We talk about money, how to make money, how to save money, how to avoid scams and getting ripped off. And tonight my guest is Lynn Edgington. Lynn is the founder and president of Eagle Research Associates, the website eagleresearchassociates.org. And we're talking about a worldwide, and I emphasize worldwide, Ponzi scheme targeting Christians that could very well be over $100 million, and the whole thing is coming apart at the seams. And Lynn, when I say worldwide, I'm not exaggerating, because let's compare our notes here live on the air. I've been contacted from people in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, as far away as Australia, the Philippines, all throughout the Middle East, Europe, of course, all over the United States, Nigeria as well. And you're getting contacted from people all over the world yourself. Isn't that right?
That's correct. In fact, the ones that you haven't mentioned, I've gotten Canada, Thailand. We had Cambodia, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Scandinavian countries. So, yeah, it's
worldwide. And does this surprise you that it's gone virally worldwide like this? I just can't even believe how big this got and how it went so far. I mean, even into what are, you know, arguably some of these third world countries and people were investing in it. Is it just the internet has now opened up a whole new world to these scammers?
It's that, and the fact that they were specifically targeting these countries. You had the same thing happen in Zeek Rewards. We had 130-some countries that were involved in Zeek Rewards. So it's the trend. We saw an ASD cash generator was global as well, but not as much and it's not as large as Zeek Rewards. By far, Zeek Rewards had the most members involved of any Ponzi we've been involved with in recent years. And so from that standpoint, that's why this thing, I wasn't a bit surprised that I'm kind of surprised at some of the countries I'm hearing from, but not really when I stop and think about it, because I know that because of the Christian outreach that's happening in Southeast Asia, it made it very clear to me, since Christians were the ones who were the brunt of this and targeted specifically for this, that would happen in those countries. So in one way, I was kind of surprised, but in another way, no, because when I realized, you know, who they're targeting, and I know what the evangelical outreach is to those countries, it made perfect sense.
And I don't know if we can give any details on this, but we even heard from someone in a situation where they've actually faced arrest because they got into this and they brought some friends into it and people in their community, and they've actually been arrested now. Is there anything we can share on that, Lynn?
That's all I can share at this particular point in time. It's one of those things that we're still verifying. That, you know, people can say anything they want to say.
Right.
But I have no doubt that this was true. I'm not doubting the person's integrity, honesty, and integrity here. It's just that, you know, again, we have to take be very cautious about certain things to make sure that people are who they say they are. Just like you have to be very careful about what you're doing with on the internet. You really need to have that antenna go up and not be so accepting and trusting as we as Christians are. We really got to start doing verification before we trust. I'm not saying you don't trust people. You just got to verify first.
Now, let's talk about
that. And one other thing I do want to point out.
Go ahead.
Is this. On our website, I now have a link that you go to it, and I'm putting up all the current court information, filings that have been done by the various states, by the SEC. Anything that happens with Profitable Sunrise that has a court action or a civil action or a criminal action is going to be put onto that link. And it's under our warnings, alert, and hot topics. And when you click on that link, it'll take you to that page. And down at the bottom, you'll see hot topics. And it's always going to be the very first link under the header, hot topics. And as things happen, we will put it on that link. And you can go there and find out what's happening. And if there's instructions on what you need to do, that information will be there as well. So it's a place for everybody to go and read and get caught up and know what's happening.
And we've linked to that page directly at ProfitableSunriseInvestigation.com. So if you can't remember where to find it on Lynn's site, you find it on our site, and we're linked to it directly. Lynn, let's talk about one of the bombshells that you and I talked about this kind of quietly for the longest time, and we didn't want to say anything until it was verified. But let's talk about one of the bombshells from the Channel 11 report that Nancy Jo Fraser, her ministry, was never actually registered with the IRS, but yet she was taking all of these donations and proclaiming herself as a registered charity. And it turned out that she wasn't, but now she has sort of a dog ate my homework excuse. Talk with us about this.
Well, first of all, one of the first things that we do is that we tell everybody the first thing that we do and you should do is anytime somebody's offering an investment product, you look to see if the organization is registered and licensed to do business. Now, understand there were two factors involved in this. The one factor is we had the business that supposedly was doing the hard money lending and the bridge loans. To do that, first of all, they said they were headquartered in Florida, or at least that's what they claimed. There was no physical address. there was really phone numbers that really were not tied to Profitable Sunrise. They are actually phone numbers that for another company, which also was not registered as a business in the state of Florida. But more importantly is, since he was doing business across the United States, he has to be licensed in every state he does business. So InterReef Limited or Profitable Sunrise, whichever name he wanted to use for his business, would have had to been licensed and registered in every state as well as with the federal government because they were selling securities, and they also have to be registered and licensed to sell securities with every state. So you had a business that had to be registered in every state, you had the securities that had to be registered in every state, and the securities had to be registered with the SEC. So that's the first thing we tell them to do. Well, a nonprofit is the same way. The first thing we do is we go to the IRS directory of nonprofits, we put in the name, see if they pop up. They didn't, which raised a major red flag to us. The second thing we did was we went to the state of Ohio, and to the Attorney General's office, there is a charitable giving just same as there is in the state of California. And you have to be recognized and registered as a 501c nonprofit. Now, what Nancy Joe did do was she did register the name as a 501c3 with the Secretary of State, which just means she had a license to have the name. That's what she did. She did not get the state's Charitable Giving Foundation registration as proof that she is a bona fide and approved Ohio State nonprofit. She's not registered with the IRS as a official 501c3 nonprofit. Now, the claim is she's now saying that she was they fell under the umbrella of a Wisconsin church. Well, that's not true because, unfortunately, the Wisconsin church is backpedaled away from them as well. And they were saying, well, we were only talking about the Bible studies. We were only talking about the things that were actual ministry functions. They had nothing to do with them and their investment portfolio and all this stuff. So because they know they literally could have their 501c3 or 4c, depending on which one they are, it could put them in trouble. So this is, we've got a wide variety of things happening here that should have been major red flags. If somebody was really going to do due diligence, they would have first found out that InterReef or Profitable Sunrise was not properly licensed and registered, even though they claimed they were. We would have found out that Nancy Joe Frazier's FUMI ministry was not a 501c3 as claimed. So those alone should have been major red flags to you. But there's another red flag that people don't stop and think about, and it's this. Now, Roman is supposed to be out on the road with his people, and he's supposed to be doing all of these bridge loans, hard money lending. That's why he didn't have an office, because he was on the road. And I called it Ponzi in a car, and I made a joke about it, but it really truly is what it ended up being. Now, the bottom line here is, how in the world did he have time to be on the road all the time doing all these hard money lending and personally be responsible for paying all the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that were in Profitable Sunrise? Now, I work 18, 19-hour days. That's not unusual for me. That's just my routine. But he would have had been working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to do everything that he claimed he was doing. And so that should have been a major red flag in front of some people. Is that how could he be out there making all these payments personally and going out and doing all these loans personally and having time to do both? And the fact is, he really didn't have an app. On his loan application, there was no place to actually send that application. He had a fax number, but that fax number they were giving was located in UK.
Well, and I think you had asked the question at one point, if there's no physical location, where do people send their payments? If he's making
absolutely.
These loans, then, if he made me a loan, then where would I mail my payment to? You can't not have a location.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, I'm going to send my payments to a check bank. Yeah, I really want to do business with you.
Right,
it's easy to sit here and talk to people in hindsight. Of course, they didn't want to hear this when I was telling them about it before it all fell apart. Understand, I'm the devil. You're the devil. We have ruined the goose that was laying the golden egg. It's all our fault that this happened. This is what happens in every Ponzi that we've ever been involved in. We are always complained. We are always the party that they take all the anger out on. And, of course, the greedy government, because they want their cut. They weren't getting their cut, so they have to have their cut. And all these excuses that they have that they don't want to have to fess up to, that it was a Ponzi. And the thing is, most of them knew it was a Ponzi. And I say it for this reason. If Nancy Joe Frazier didn't learn after Zeke Rewards what a Ponzi was, why in the world was she in Profitable Sunrise? I mean, this was even more of a blatant Ponzi than even Zeke Rewards was. There was at least some element of possibility in Zeke Rewards. There was zero possibility in Profitable Sunrise. This was a real business. Because never, ever in the history of finances has any individual been able to return per day compounded what he was claiming he was doing. It can't be done. Now, if I'm trading in 4X, can I make more than 3% a day? Yes. And I can also lose everything I made the 2 days before in the next day I go trade. It can't be done day in and day out. And remember, he was not only saying he was doing it, he was guaranteeing it was
guaranteed
done.
And saying, insured also.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you read all these posts in the forum saying, hey, well, you shouldn't have put out money that you couldn't afford to lose. Well, wait a minute. These people were told it was a guaranteed and insured deal. Now, Lynn, we only have a couple minutes left, and the hour has gone so quickly. What is the next chapter? I noticed Nancy Jo Fraser and some of these other folks have moved on to now promoting other things. We know that the Securities and Exchange Commission is pursuing civil litigation, the state of Ohio and some other states. Where does this go from here?
Boy, I'll tell you, it's going to be an interesting next 2 to 3 months. These things take time. People have to understand. First of all, there was no record keeping being going on inside Profitable Sunrise. People forget that they are not dealing with a real business. So they think, well, what's a big deal? Why can't you just go shut it down and send back my money? It doesn't work that way because the one thing that Ponzi promoters do not want, or Ponzi people running them, admins do not want, is records, because it means more charges. The problem is we really don't know what all – I mean, I really firmly, if I was going to guess, my best guesstimate is there's going to be civil charges coming against every one of these major promoters. I'm looking at federal charges coming against every one of these major promoters because they're the only people that can be found.
You mean criminal charges as well, in addition to civil? Yeah,
that's
what I was going to guess
because
too. Because
if the government doesn't
criminally charge these people, then they're going to have to apologize to everybody else in prison, like the Bernard Madoffs and others, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, I think this is going to be the first time that we've actually seen major promoters actually have to stand responsible for what they did. They can pick all the YouTube videos they want to do and deny that their responsibility was their responsibility to get everybody in. We all know that's just smoke and mirrors. But the bottom line here is there's a lot of stuff coming on this. This is going to go on for another year or two, at least, if not longer. We've got track records of how long these things take, but they do happen in the end. There's a lot of information out there that has to be culled over, gone through. You know, it's one thing to get all the information, another thing to be able to back it up, support it, and prove it's real.
And Lynn, I'm going to have to jump in there because the charges are going to stand. We're out of time, but I want you to – Lynn's going to be back with us. His website, eagleresearchassociates.org, and you can get information on his book and all kinds of other great things. Lynn Edgington, thank you so much for joining us. And we are out of time for this episode. If you want to get in touch with me, jim@christianmoney.com. Our website is christianmoney.com. And the big article on this is profitablesunriseinvestigation.com. And there's a link there to Lynn's page that he told you about, where he's keeping up to date with all of the legal filings and all of that. That's linked directly from profitablesunriseinvestigation.com. Hey, as the world turns, we turn another page in the chapter of Profitable Sunrise. This is Jim Paris here, as always, to help you make the most of God's money. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Jim Paris Live. For more information about our program, visit ChristianMoney.com or send an email to jim@ChristianMoney.com. Join us next week for another live program.